Chapter 4 Translator, Zia Editor, Agna Du Cyan was still in a trance. Du Miaoyan kept running to Du Cyan's yard to ridicule him. Marriage is a great honor for a man's family, and being married to the wife's family is even more important. If the wife later wants to take the child, he also has to take extra consideration of the will of the rightful ruler. Why did such a good thing not happen to him? Instead, it fell on Du Cyan, that old eunuch, and he didn't look at himself so worthy. He was just an old son who was rejected and no one wanted him. The third brother is strange. This imperial decree is not yours and I am the one who will marry the queen of Zhenbian, not you. Du Cyan was upset at the moment and forgot to be humble and went back directly. Du Miaoyan's face flushed with anger. He pointed at Du Cyan. He wanted to scold but couldn't breathe. You, don't forget, you're just a money loser who has been returned. Miss Lu Jia would rather chase after a humble, ugly, salted merchant who would look down on you. Which woman would pick up the broken things that others don't want? You can be proud of it right now. I heard that the Zhenbian queen's daughter has been killing people for years and she is extremely bloodthirsty. If she knows she was forced to marry a broken shoe that someone else had worn, take a guess if she will wring your neck on the spot or not. Snapped, Du Miaoyan's face was slapped to the side, and Du Cyan's hands trembling on his side. Chastity is the most important thing in the world for men. There have been many rumors about the Lu family retiring from marriage. If this is the case, how will he treat himself in the future? How will he be treated by the Zhenbian queen and her daughter? How can the son of the Du family say such unbearable things? If it spreads out, what will the outsiders think about the Du family's son's upbringing? As your eldest brother, I am teaching you on behalf of father. Du Miaoyan fiercely turned his face around, his eyes were red and his anger made him look more beautiful. But Du Cyan only found his face repulsive. How dare you hit me? I'm going to tell my father. Du Miaoyan covered his face and ran away, and Du Cyan fell on the stool with a pale face. His little servant, Chan Er, was so anxious that he was about to shed tears. Young master, what should we do? The third prince is going to tell the lord. Du Cyan comforted him. It's okay, I will handle it. Not to mention the imperial edict today, even if he wants to bully me, he has to be careful. Du Cyan muttered to himself. Sure enough, Du Miaoyan came back with his father after a while, and this time, Du Fu Zhengjun came menacingly behind him. Bai Fang had also brought along two menacing big servants with her. Du Cyan, you dare to beat your brother before you marry into the Zhenbian palace. If I don't teach you, others would think that young Master Du is an arrogant, disharmonious brother. Du Cyan knows that he was a bit emotional today. In normal times, he is unwilling to provoke this family because his biological father doesn't like it. He would suffer anyway, so he would not stay quiet this time. But things have developed into this way, and he can't help but want to settle things down. Before the Lord came to scold me, why don't you ask the third brother what he did? Du Cyan turned to look at his little servant Chan Er, and said, tell the Lord, what did the third brother tell me? Chan Er knelt with a thump, and didn't dare to look up, and said pantingly, the third prince said, that the second prince was rejected previously and that he was a broken shoe that no one wanted. He also said that the daughter of the Zhenbian queen would break the second prince's neck. Lord, how can my third brother say such a thing as a son of the Du family? If outsiders listen to this, they will think that the son of the Du family is such a rude and frivolous person. It doesn't matter that I have been given marriage, but what can I do with my third brother? Besides the third brother spreading such rumors about the Zhenbian queen's daughter when she was at the border, I am afraid that it will provoke the Zhenbian queen's dissatisfaction towards our Du's mansion and embarrass mother. It is my fault for slapping up my third brother, but I was also a bit anxious at that time, and I was also T.N. king for my third brother, please forgive me. Bai Fang gave Du Miaoyan a fierce look, so hateful. Du Miaoyan was guilty of being seen by her, and he couldn't help but hide back. You are used to being slick-tongued. How do I know that you are not making up a lie to bully Miaoyan? Everyone was here in this yard, besides the servant of yours. Who else has heard the third prince say such filthy words? The servants in the courtyard hurriedly knelt and said in one breath, Your Majesty, no, we did not hear the third prince say such words. Du Cyan's heart was instantly overwhelmed with sadness. This was his situation in the Du mansion. I see that you are a big boy. Although your father died early, he would not say such unbearable words. I am afraid that this little hoof is provoking master. Bai Fang pointed to Chan Er who was kneeling on the ground, and said viciously in a pitiful voice, Come here, give me your hand. The imperial decree had just been issued, praising this money loser as virtuous and generous, with outstanding character. He is now teaching him a lesson, but to not to slap in the face of his majesty, he can't beat him. But can't he beat the servant? He does not believe that this little hoof won't feel bad. The two fierce-faced old masters answered, yes, and pulled Chan'er up and slapped him. Chan'er was so scared that tears rolled out of his eyes as he desperately said, it's not me, it's not me. My lord, save me. Du Sion bit his lips, and at the moment when the slap fell, he couldn't help but shout, stop. Bai Fang gave a hum and looked at Du Sion wistfully. Seeing that the situation was not good, a person suddenly ran in from outside and reported, my lord. Empress Dowager is here and she wants to see the second prince in her palace. Du Sion was immediately overjoyed and said, Chan'er, what are you doing? Get up and help me in the palace to meet Empress Dowager. Chan'er wiped his tears, quickly got up, and stood next to Du Sion, gently supporting Du Sion's forearm. Xu Ting was caught by her father as soon as she returned from the inspection department. Han Ji was so anxious that he said, Ting'er, we can't marry this husband. Xu Ting was a little helpless. This marriage was given by the Empress. There was a reason not to marry, but she was very patient with her father. Xu Ting comforted Han Ji and sat down on the chair next to him, and asked, what's the matter? Is there anything in the Du family that the father is not satisfied with? Not to mention this is okay, when Han Ji is about to explode, his daughter, the daughter of the Zhenbian's palace. How can a noble daughter, who will inherit the first-class crown in the future, marry a man who has been rejected by another family? What does he think of the Zhenbian royal palace? Ting'er, listen to me, that son of the Du family is not only older than you but also a person who has had his engagement broken previously. We don't want this kind of son for the Xu family. Xu Ting breathed a sigh of relief when she heard the first half of the sentence. She is only 18 years old. According to the habit of the female respected world, the man is smaller than the woman, so isn't the other person as underage? How can she be able to deal with her underage? But when she heard the second half of the sentence, she couldn't help but frown slightly when she heard he was rejected. What's going on, father? As the saying goes, it's a blessing for a man to be older. What's wrong with that? As for the withdrawal of marriage, it must be a rumor. Du Qiangan is the official, how can the Du family's dignified character allow people to withdraw from the marriage? It should only be the two parties negotiated to terminate the marriage contract. The emperor personally appointed the marriage, good fate, the Du family son is certainly good, father you can rest assured. Even so, Han Ji is still a bit dissatisfied and worried. Marrying a son like this who has had a marriage contract will inevitably make people laugh at Zhenbian's palace. His daughter deserves the best. Xu Ting smiled and continued to comfort her father, who dares to laugh, respect and face are earned by women, not men. I am the daughter of the Zhenbian palace, don't you believe your daughter? Han Ji smiled, with his amorous expressions, gentle and loving, daddy can't tell you, so let's do it, let me believe that he is a good one. The emperor arranged this marriage and we cannot refuse. If it is not a good marriage after entering the door, the father is the master. I'll give you some lovely servants. Xu Ting did not refute, saying, then, I will go back to the yard first. Han Ji, go back. Returning to her yard, Xu Ting changed her clothes, invited Lu Tang, and ordered, go, check about Du family's son. Lu Tang, yes, master. Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-Fi, https://ko-fi.com/dragondia.